This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio with Janet Yellen at the helm. The guardians of interest rates will meet Tuesday and Wednesday to again discuss what to do about U.S. interest rates. After dropping the federal funds rate to near zero back in 2008 to try to juice up the economy, the Fed has now raised rates just once, back in December, by 0.25%. Fed governors have signaled more rate hikes are in the cards. It's not clear when, from the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
The world economy was kind of a mess early this year. China in trouble, oil crashing, U.S. exporters hurting. But Dan Heckman at U.S. Bank Wealth Management says the way is now clear for the Fed to start raising rates again to keep inflation in check and the economy from overheating.
China especially has been better. Commodity prices may have bottomed with oil above $40. We're almost at full employment here at the 5% level, starting to see maybe some signs of wage pressure.
Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute is skeptical, though, that the Fed should be raising rates to fight inflation now.
I'm not seeing any acceleration in inflation, no acceleration in wages. You know, having a very low inflation economy has problems, right? So people are still trying to get out from under a lot of their household debt. If people's wages went up with inflation, that might help.
The Fed governors may not act this week, but they are likely to act soon. They don't want to raise rates too close to the November election and be accused of playing politics with their monetary policy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.